Pape. He's a non-Muslim American writer. He's an American researcher. And he went through the phenomena of suicide bombing, trying to explore it and to reveal its secrets. And in this book, he proved that Islam doesn't motivate people to do suicide bombings. Because actually, he went recording and researching all the suicide bombings that happened within the lapse of 20 years, and he found that the Tamil Tigers of Sri Lanka, who are Hindus and some of them are atheists, did a number of suicide bombing operations equal to the number of the operations that were done by Hamas, Al-Jihad al-Islami, and Hezbollah all together. So it's not Islam that is motivating this. Also, he discovered that the first people to do that were not the Muslims of Al-Qaeda or of Hamas or of Al-Jihad al-Islami or of Hezbollah, but rather the Japanese in World War II, the kamikazes. That was a type of suicide bombing. So the most people who are practicing this are Hindus, and the first people to do that are Japanese, probably Buddhists, not Muslims. Number two, he found that if there are foreign troops on the land of a country, the probability of having a suicide bomber increases 11 times in this country. Which means that one out of every 3 million people, there can be a suicide bomber in a country that has foreign troops on its land. While one out of every 34 million people, there can be a suicide bomber. That's a chance of having a suicide bomber in a free country that doesn't have foreign troops on its land. So talking about suicide bombing, bottom line, it is refused, it is rejected, it cannot be justified. Muslims hate it. And actually, it's a very terrible phenomena that has to stop. And we need to stop it. But we can't stop it alone. Muslims and non-Muslims should cooperate together and stop it. And this man has the solution in his book. Just remove the occupation, and there will be no more suicide bombings. I'm not trying to justify it. I said I hate it. I think it's unjustifiable. It's a terrible phenomena. Islam doesn't motivate suicide bombings. But to stop it, we need to deal with the root cause of it. The other issue is saying that jihad equals holy war. And we spoke about jihad before. But I just want to comment on the word holy war. In Islam, war is not holy. Actually, the term holy war was introduced to humanity in the literature of the Crusades. But in Islam, war is not holy. God Almighty even said in the Quran that war has been prescribed upon you even though you hate it. But sometimes you hate things that are good for you, and sometimes you love things that are bad for you. Allah knows and you know not. So here the Quran is acknowledging that Muslims hate war. God Almighty told us in the Quran a good news, and he spared it's that says, and Allah spared the believers the fighting, which means that the good news is fighting didn't take place. So there is so many verses in the Quran that deal with this issue, saying that Muslims should not resort, number one, to war, but rather to the peaceful means of regaining back their rights. But if they couldn't regain back their rights through peaceful means, unfortunately, they will go to war. And the verse that we mentioned before is crystal clear that says, so if they withdraw from you and fight not against you and offer you peace, then Allah has opened no way for you against them. So Islam is a religion of justice. In order to establish peace, that justice should prevail first. You can't establish peace if there is no justice. And to establish justice, you should resort to peaceful means first. But if you can't establish justice through peaceful means, unfortunately, you have to go to war. Like that, I concluded. Actually, what I think is that calling this film Obsession is very good, because it's really the best name for this film, Obsession, because I believe all the speakers and the characters that appeared in this film were really obsessed with one thing: the hate of Islam, Islamophobia. That's what I believe. And I believe that if people want to build bridges with each other, they shouldn't be doing that to each other like that. Muslims can also do a lot of production about Christianity and Judaism and other religions, trying also to demonize some terms here or there, like trying to demonize the term jihad. And this really hurts people so much. And this is not the way to construct bridges between people and bridge the gap that is really growing. The people, the peacemakers, should stand forth now and join hands together in order to establish peace on earth. There should be justice. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Fadl Sulaiman, Bridges Foundation.